Good morning. You listen to FortDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Thorson, the SVP of Product and Innovation with Armstrong Flooring. Dave, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to catch up. You've been a pioneer, I guess you'd say, in this LVT category for most of your career. I want to talk about what's going on with Armstrong, but before we get to that, let's run through your background. You actually started your career at Armstrong, spent almost 20 years there, and then you went to Mannington Commercial, LG, Shaw, and Mohawk, and now you're back at Armstrong, right?
That's the full loop I've taken, yes.
Uh-huh. So almost 20 years and then 20 more years, and how long are you going to stay at Armstrong the second time?
I keep telling Michelle Vermette I'm going to stay 20 more years, so... We'll see about that, though.
And in many of these companies, you started their commercial LVT program, so that's why I say you're a pioneer. So let's talk real quickly. What's going on at Armstrong?
Well, it's been an interesting transition coming back here. We just moved into a new house here in Lancaster, so you know the family's here now, and we're dug in, and it's good to be back. Mm-hmm. I still feel the remnants of the culture that I remember from 20 years ago. The tone here is very upbeat. Michelle Vermette brought back a lot of energy. Having a CEO associated with the flooring business is solving a lot of the problems that I think have been put on top of this company for the last 20 years.
So you're up there with the Amish. It's a great place to live up there, I know, but you've been in Atlanta for a long time, right?
Yeah, we've been in Atlanta now for 14 years, so it's good to be up to some cooler weather.
I know that we just ran a story on a new QuickShip program, and I'm interested to read that QuickShip program is all USA made, right?
That's correct. Everything being manufactured out of our Lancaster plant is being added to that program, and it's getting a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about that upcoming opportunity for the rest of the year.
And unlike the last 20 years of your career, this role now has both residential and commercial under your leadership, right?
Yes, I think commercial is good training to take over a lot of things that go on in both sides of the business. I think the installation challenges are a little tougher sometimes than commercial, so they get you ready for a lot of the, I think, challenges that you see on the residential side. But I'm excited to be looking over both businesses now.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the make versus source strategy with Armstrong Flooring right now with LVT.
I think everyone would agree who's done any manufacturing at all would say that they want to source as much as they can, generate as much through, because you know it really lowers your inventory, cuts your lead time, gives you a lot more flexibility in what you offer the marketplace. But sourcing still does offer a lot of great benefits. There's always products that you're not going to be able to make in your current plant. So one thing we try and do is decide what we are really good at. And the dry back products that we're making currently out of Lancaster are something we're getting better and better at, and we're continuing to offer those into the marketplace. As we look at what we source then, I think rigid manufacturing is something that's really not arrived very well, and I think that process, the manufacturing process, is still one that we don't quite understand very well. I think there's some improvements that can be made in that. So right now we're sourcing a lot of that rigid product for the residential side.
Well, let's talk about a couple of those things. One of the reasons that it makes sense right now to source rigid is because the technology continues to change. I mean, as soon as you get used to one thing, it's on to another, because MGO is the next core part of it, right?
It really is. That is one of the more exciting products. If you look at where we started, I think the rigid product kind of started with the WPC products,
yeah.
Which is more of a blown vinyl in right. The center of the product, but that had indent issues, and I think the latest product that we're going to be coming out with has an indent that's 25 times higher, you know, and it's called our Empower, and that's an MGO product as well.
And so be sourcing that product at this point.
Yes, we will.
Now, on the commercial side, sometimes there's customers, end users that don't want PVC. So are you coming out with a product that's PVC-free as well?
Yeah, one of the things we're most excited about is our new MedImpure commercial homogeneous sheet. It's a red list free, which means there's no PVC in that. And one thing I like about it, one thing I like about Armstrong in general, was the global development that really took over this product. We had people in China at the plant there working on this. I've got a 9-person team, new product development side, who was working with it. Mm-hmm. We had all of our team here in Lancaster working with it. So, I mean, it was truly a global initiative, you know, to really come up with a solution for this. And I think this is the one product from the sheet standpoint that really, really has a great chance of working extremely well in healthcare, because the energy that we're feeling from the healthcare companies has just been an absolute fire.
All right. When you start talking about your manufacturing base, you obviously have plants up there in the Lancaster area, and you also have a plant in China as well?
That's correct. Currently, our heterogeneous and homogeneous products are coming out of that Chinese facility.
And what type of products are you making in the U.S.?
In the U.S. right now, I think you're going to find our Lancaster facility is making not only a residential sheet, but it's also making all the commercial LVT as well. Our Stillwater facility is making a lot of the residential products, Kankakee, and then we have Jackson and Southgate that are also making the VCT, but also a lot of the residential tile.
So when it comes to LVT and USA made, it's all flexible, right?
Correct. So nothing rigid at this point.
All right. You know, a lot of people look at the stock for Armstrong. See, it's still low, but you say things are in order and things should start to improve there, right?
Yeah, we think so. I mean, it's funny. You look at the changes that started happening as of the beginning of the year, and I think, you know, Michelle came in last year just through blocking and tackling and doing the things that, you know, any good flooring person would do to run a company operationally.
Yeah.
And then I came in and started doing what I do, and we really started seeing an uptick in the business as we looked at the first couple of months of the year. Mm-hmm. And then the COVID-19 hit. Yeah. I think everyone just got knocked back on their heels.
Right.
So today, I would say we're probably ahead of the industry a little bit and beating our own expectations right now. But it's tough to get through all this.
And what percentage is commercial versus residential with your resilient products?
We are running very close to even these days.
How about that?
You know, we sell quite a bit of both, and we're finding the residential should kick ahead in the future just because there's more opportunity on that side. But I think today you're finding those numbers are very close.
Uh-huh. All right, Dave, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us an update on what's going on with Armstrong's Resilient Program. I've been talking to Dave Thorson, the Senior Vice President of Product and Innovation with Armstrong, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.